All right, guys, happy Friday. Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, fighting the good fight, exposing the criminals, revealing the truth. We got a little divergence this week away from politics. It's always nice to do that every once in a while, not to mention it's far more interesting to talk about science than about mass murdering, lying, thievish pigs. But again, the only reason why I give any attention to those scoundrels is because it's a matter of life or death, guys. We're at war. I should say they're at war against us, so we need to stand at attention, be aware of what's going on. We'll be talking more about that today, picking up with the discussion I began on Wednesday. Going to be talking more about lost rights. I don't know if I'll finish this discussion today or not, but we'll see what happens, especially if I get calls. But, hey, that's fine. Call all you want. I love the calls, actually. Anybody wants to call in during the broadcast, 800-313-9443. You got any comments, positive or negative, drop me a phone call. And as always, guys, if anybody wants a copy of the transcript for this show or any other one that I've ever done, anything else I've ever talked about, the Apollo missions, I've had a lot of people write to me about that. I sent them copies of that. I'll probably repeat that show again at some point sometime. But, just send me a request at truthhurtsradio@aol.com, Hurts being spelled H-E-R-T-Z, and just let me know which topic you'd like a copy of, the weather modification thing or whatever, and I'll send that as an attachment file. It's, as always, the quotes are in there, word for word, with the references, so you can check the stuff yourself, see I'm not making it up. And anyway, before I pick up with that, which I'll do after the break, let me go over a few quick announcements. Anybody wants to read any of my my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, The New World Disorder, along with several others I've got posted, three new ones as of a couple weeks ago, just go to Truth Hurts Radio. Just go to, you can do that too. Write to me at Truth Hurts Radio. And ask me how to get the books. I can tell you that way, too, if you forget. But just go to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com, and type in my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and you'll see all the books I currently have available. There's more to come in the coming weeks and months. I can't wait to get this book edited, An Alternative View of the Distant Past. I think a lot of you are going to really like that one. I've had a lot of people asking about that, and it is coming up. I just don't know when. I haven't even started to do the last editing job yet because I'm working on so many other things right now, but as soon as time permits, I'll get going on that, and I'll let you know when that's available. But that's got to be one of my favorite, if not my most favorite, project I've ever worked on. Absolutely fascinating. Covers a lot of different subjects, all focused around, this alternative view of the distant past, alternative view of the Earth's history, and indeed of the entire solar system, of man's history, the time of the dinosaurs, that they were, it was in fact contemporaneous with man. They want you to think that man somehow arrived on the scene a lot later after the dinosaurs were all gone. Well, the evidence indicates entirely different. In fact, pretty soon I'm going to be getting a guest on who's going to be talking about his excavations, around the world, but mostly in Texas. I was actually there about 10, 11 years ago and saw some of the areas where he had done some digging. And he's uncovered human footprints right alongside dinosaur footprints. They'll tell you that, oh, no, that's not possible. No, there's no evidence of humans and dinosaurs existing together. When you find such evidence, they'll say, that's a fake. This stuff was dug up, folks, live on camera with hundreds of people watching. There's no question. Anyways, you got to go to break. Stick with us. Be right back.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. So, yeah, anyway, I'm going to get this guy on who's been, you know, involved in some of these digs and be interesting. Be talking about dinosaur tracks, human tracks found side by side. That's just one of the things I talk about in my alternative view of the distant past. Ancient history, guys, is infinitely different, totally different from what we're being told. You know, as regular listeners to this show, I have come to realize, if you didn't know already, just about every field of study lies to us. You know, we're lied to by historians. It doesn't mean they're necessarily lying on purpose. Sometimes they're just as dumbed down as the people they're dumbing down with their propaganda. But nevertheless, lie upon lie after endless lie. You know, history is not the way we've been told. Even ancient history, not just, you know, more modern history, the past few centuries or so. Man's history in general, we've been lied to about. Been lied to about Earth history, geology, you name it. Paleontology, you know, the study of fossils. That book is multidisciplinary. I talk about all kinds of different things all together in one package. It's pretty unique. So as soon as that's ready, I'll let you know. It'll be up on Lulu. Anyway. With no further ado, guys, let me get back into my discussion here about lost rites. or else it'll wind up happening like Wednesday. I won't get anything done here. I was talking Wednesday about how, you know, you can't even get a job anymore. They've got that all rigged. You got to get certified. You got to take tests. Doesn't matter that you graduated the top of your class with high honors. Doesn't matter that you got all A's and that your professors highly recommend you. That doesn't mean a thing. You spent all that money, all of that time, and they still are going to insist that you take this test to determine if you're qualified to get licensed. And taking the test doesn't mean you can go out and get the job yet. No, that just says you qualify. Then you got to apply to get your license. And, of course, that costs more money, too. You've already shelled out money for your education and a whole lot of it. Then you shelled out money to take the test. Now you got to shell out money to pay for this piece of paper that says you can get a job. Then after that, you discover, oh, my goodness, the company I wanted to work for just contracted out the job to India. Now I can get a job. I have to go take a job now working to drive cab. It's unbelievable. This happens all the time, you know. All the flipping time. All that money, all that time, and then, whoops, you can't get a job now unless you want to move to India. Man, it's just so disgusting. Anyway. So this is how it works. You know, to get a job, you got to go through all these hoops, and, you know, as time goes on, they just keep adding more and more and more. They're making it virtually impossible, guys, just to get a decent-paying job, to earn a living, to get by, to survive, to breathe. And, you know, there's many reasons for that, but one of them, of course, is just to keep you so busy, so occupied, you don't have time to see what's going on. So when a person is lucky enough to actually get a decent job today, if that even happens, it's very rare, you know, that people are even able to do that anymore, but his or her stress doesn't even end there. On the contrary, you could say it's just begun. Now a whole new series of stresses takes hold. You know, after getting a physical, many jobs now, in fact, you'd be lucky to find a job that doesn't require that. Pretty much every job, you got to go get your physical. And in many cases, a very intrusive urine test is required as well. It's unbelievable. Corporations are really, you know, governments within a government. Of course, when you realize corporations run the government, that only makes sense anyways, doesn't it? But, I mean, your job, your place of employment is more likely to control your life more stringently than even the government itself. The new employee must deal with the hassle of being, you know, constantly scrutinized by cameras, supervisors who track his or her every activity on the telephone, on the computer, as well as tracking how often he or she is in the bathroom, and even when you're in the bathroom, how long of a time you're there, and all in the name of maximizing corporate profits, of course. You know, to get the maximum exploitation out of their workers. You know, most jobs now, guys, they really watch everything you do, watch how much you're putting out every minute, and you're constantly up for review. You know, you can really get warnings just because, oh, you're down 3 units this week from last week. And we noticed it's because you spent 3.2 minutes longer in the bathroom on Wednesday and 2.7 minutes longer on Thursday than what your average was for last month. And we know why, because we have cameras behind the two-way mirrors in the bathroom that watched you, and we noticed that you were, I mean, it's unbelievable. And they call it a free society. And, of course, as if this isn't bad enough, the employee must now work day after day with the anxiety of wondering how long it'll be before a layoff is forthcoming. This is pure oppression, guys. Pure, unadulterated oppression. That's all it is. Workers today are under the constant fear, not knowing from one minute to the next if they're literally going to be laid off or have the job contracted out or, you know, am I going to be able to continue paying that mortgage? And then, you know, for a lot of people, their marriage hangs on in the balance. You know, if hubby can't continue to bring home the bacon, wife poo's gonna sprout wings and fly off, or vice versa. You know, it puts a tremendous stress on marriages, and where most marriages today are on the rocks to begin with, it only takes something like that to push it over the edge. That's all part of the agenda too. Breakups of family. It's a big piece of their agenda. It's unbelievable. Oh, there was something else I was going to say now. Oh, that's what it is. I love this one. I've mentioned this on previous shows, but look how they subtly slip this in. Most people today are not at their place of employment for 8 hours anymore. They're there for nine, physically at their place of work for 9 hours. They don't have a choice in most cases. Here you have a situation where, you know, I don't know if this is federal or state. Well, if it isn't federal, stick around. It will become federal. But companies are required to only pay you for 8 hours of work, but they also have to give you in that 8 hour time a half hour lunch break and 2 15-minute breaks. But they're not required to pay you. Years ago, you were only there physically for 8 hours, and you got that half-hour lunch break and the 2 15-minute breaks, which, you know, meant that you actually only worked 7 hours, but they paid you for the eight because it was still your time. They were taking your time up, so out of courtesy, they paid you in appreciation for you doing that hard work for them and making them the rich companies that they were. Not anymore. No, today, they're still required for you to get that half-hour break and the 2 15-minute breaks. You don't have the option to opt out and say, look, I don't want to be away from my family 9 hours a day. You have no contracting power anymore. You can't tell the company, look, if you don't want to pay me, fine, don't pay me. But I'm not going to be here physically for 9 hours. You're only going to get 8 hours of work out of me. I'd rather not take my lunch break and my 2 15-minute breaks. No, you can't do that. Because the law says you have to have – do you see how you have no authority whatsoever? No contracting ability at all. You're giving your time, your hard labor to this company, which is of far greater value than the mere pittance that they reward you with at the end of the week. Those little phony, worthless pieces of green paper they hand you out. Your time is of far greater value, whether they think it is or not. This is time away from your family, your wife, your kids. But you don't have any say as to how long you're going to be there. They're going to force you to be there for a full 9 hours. And again, it's not all companies that do this, but a great many do, and that number is growing all the time, folks. It's scary. Look at how your lives are under complete control, and you think you're free, you're a slave. That's all there is to it. Slavery. And again, somebody thinks I'm being unfair if I'm exaggerating things, blowing it out of proportion. Call me. Tell me how I'm exaggerating. This stuff was not in place, guys, just a few short years ago. It's a relatively recent phenomena that has emerged. And as always, the tendency is when companies see they can get away with this, they keep upping the ante as the years go on. It's like banks. You were never paid, charged surcharges when you withdrew in your account. It just came out of your next check or whatever you withdrew. The bank just took it out. You certainly didn't get a surcharge. They just invent new ways to suck money out of you. Banks in England are trying to come up with all kinds of schemes to lie to people, to hide this. They don't want people to recognize just how much they're getting ripped off. They're actually trying to prevent the media from reporting on this. But, you know, just in the past year in this country, what was it, $160 billion, I think it was, that banks have pilfered away from their customers in surcharges? And a great many of them, the people can't help it. It's like, you know, senior citizens. You know, as you get older, the mind isn't as sharp, and you miscalculate on occasion, and wham, you get hit. Some senior citizens can't afford even $20, extra out of their check every month. Everything is budgeted out. You're on a very limited income, and yet $25 a whack. It's not, you know, uncommon for senior citizens to miscalculate in their funds, and, you know, they'll overdraw. Sometimes they'll write two or three checks that are overdrawn. And it's not that much. It might only be a total of maybe $50. But that adds up to $100 in surcharges. That's life or death for them. It's unbelievable. No mercy. We want profits. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We actually got a few callers. We got Chad in Alaska. Welcome to the show, Chad.
Hi. I really liked your science shows that you did this week. I thought they were really interesting. But today, as I've been listening to you, everything you're complaining about are just privileges for slaves, and I don't see what the point is, because slaves never have had and never will have much say in how their lives are ruled. And I think the more important issues are the unalienable rights we have from our Creator that are being taken away, because without those, then there really is no hope. I mean, we can live without slaves and we can live without corporations, but we can't live without private property. And
I'm just pointing out how across the board, everything in our daily lives, I'm getting to that.
But I mean, they deserve that. I think that they, those employees for corporations and whatever, they deserve whatever the corporation wants to give them. They thrive off the greed, lusts, and desires off people, and that's how they entrap people into their slavery. And I don't see any hope for those people, or I don't see any hope for a society that where that kind of where those entities are the foundation. I don't see any hope for society unless people know how to sustain themselves and live independently. All this stuff that...
It's really sad. It's like, you know, my mother feeds the birds. She has for years, and it's fun. It's great. And the birds like it, certainly, and we like it. You get to see the birds out the window. But in reality, what you're doing is you're training them to become dependent.
Right.
And, you know, one day you move, and, you know, if there's no neighbors doing the same thing, those birds are going to starve to death. And that's
right.
What they're doing with us. They've got us so dependent on the system. People don't know how to raise a garden. They don't know how to live independently anymore. These corporations are now our lifeblood.
Exactly.
You know? It's sad. It's a mess.
I, when I was in grade school, this is what I was taught. I never heard anyone say this, but maybe you can verify if this is true or not. But I was taught that corporations, originally, they were only allowed to exist as a... They were supposed to be a highly regulated, you know, government entity that,
yeah.
And they could only exist if the private sector, if personally liable private concerns could not,
manufacture something. Right, they didn't have any rights because they were artificial created entities. They only had privileges granted them by the state that could be taken away at any given time if their interests were circumventing those of the general public. Well, today it works in the opposite, and it turns out that corporations have actually been afforded legal status. It's one of those urban legends that they actually have been legally given that status as persons, but they're not. They're not persons. It was never declared by the Supreme Court. It's a legal fiction. In fact, I want to get what's his name? Tom Hartman wrote a really good book called Unequal Protection, where he exposes that scam. He actually went back and looked at the court documents going back to like 1882, I think it was, and he found out that the Supreme Court never declared corporations as persons. They claim
that
have won many cases on that basis, that they're persons entitled to constitutional protections. They're not.
It came out of some kind of clerk or something before
right.
the Supreme
yeah, it
Court.
It was the stenographer, if you will, who actually wrote it years later in his notes after the judge died who presided in the case and gave the illusion that that was declared. It never was. And it turns out that stenographer had formerly worked as a lawyer for the corporation that was involved in that case. So,
I mean, mainly, you know, they're used these days to hide people from liability.
Yeah.
You know, so that if you if you damage people in some way, they can only sue this fictitious entity, and they can't actually get at the person that was actually responsible. But I don't think corporations were ever originally supposed to compete with private. Private companies, you know, when people got into business together, it used to be, you know, Smith and Company, you know, just a bunch of people working together, and they were all privately liable for, you know, whatever they did. And then that gradually changed at the turn of the 1900s to where everything
right.
became Inc. and incorporated, and then everyone was protected from...
Yeah, the irony is the individual essentially has no more pull anymore in court, and the corporation does. The system was designed to protect the individual against things like corporations. You know, it's the total inverse of what it's supposed to be, but, you know, hey, why not? Everything else is backwards and upside down.
Why is it that corporations now, they don't seem to, you know, if they're created by the U.S. government, how do they get this global... presence to them where they can just pick up from one country and move all their operations to another country? I mean, isn't that more of the government's fault than the corporation?
Well,
I mean, shouldn't the government be regulating them and saying,
when you realize that the government is actually run by and owned by the corporations, you know, they've taken complete control of the government. So, you know, they get the little lobbyist groups, and they've turned all of our so-called public servants into the little minions, so that essentially they've become one and the same. And that's what the WTO and similar phony so-called free trade groups are all about, is using their clout to actually get governments to revamp their laws, their legislation, to favor their interests. And, you know,
yeah.
The nation doesn't go along with the wishes of an international or multinational corporation. They boycott them.
And they also use their they also use their influence to make it very difficult for private people to conduct their business.
Right. Yeah, it's a rigged game. Anyway, did you want to stick on after the break? Or?
No, thanks. That's all.
Okay, thanks for the call. We got another call waiting. We'll take them when we get back.
Ashes, You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Okay, we got another caller on the line. I got to scroll up here. I forgot what her name is. Oh, here it is. It's he. Thought it was a her. It's Jerry in South Carolina. Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Hey, Charles. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad.
That's good. but I tell you, it was like you were reading my mail when you were talking about employees for these corporations. I worked for one of the largest cell phone companies here in the U.S., and I was in customer service. And they, when I first came on board with them, things were real lax. You know, you weren't actually chained to your desk, so to speak. But the last year, they had it so hooked up that you actually, you know, you did your own payroll or timesheet. You know, you had to, if you didn't enter your time for that week, you didn't get paid, and you did it through your computer there at your cubicle. And then the last year they had a device there on our desk that you would have to log in. Normally we did it through the computer system to log in to the phone system to take incoming calls, but then they had it where you had a console there where you would have to log in through that console to begin receiving incoming calls, okay? And that thing kept track of you from the time that you logged in to the time that you logged out for to leave to go home for the day. And any time that that you'd have to leave your desk, you have to log out under a certain code. Now, if you were gone for more than 4 or 5 minutes, they started asking questions and saying, hey, you know, if you don't have a legitimate reason why you were gone these extra minutes, we're going to write you up. And then after so many write-ups, you're out the door. And it was like literally being chained to your desk practically. You got your 2 15-minute breaks, a half an hour or an hour for lunch, but you, like you said, you weren't paid for it. And but it had got so bad at the end that they were only giving us like, you got your 2 15-minutes, either a half an hour or hour for lunch, and I think it was 4 minutes extra that you could take. After that 4 minutes extra, they started asking questions and started writing you up if you didn't have a legitimate reason. And
yeah,
you talk about stress, you know, and then your calls were being constantly monitored by other people, and they would grade you constantly every week on, and you never know when it was going to be done. So you'd have to perform on each call. You couldn't, in essence, you know, let your guard down, so to speak. You had to go through that script on each and every call because you never knew when you were going to be monitored. And if you got so many poor scores on your monitor,
listen. What I dealt with, I worked for PNC Bank. Well, the division of PNC. It's PFPC. It's like a transfer agent. You know, they do work with investment companies. Anyway, they had your every minute monitored. You know, the scenario I just painted was something I experienced personally.
Yeah.
And this was crazy. You know, I worked on the broker lines. I took calls, and if you were on a call and it was your lunch break, say at 12:30.
Uh-huh.
You obviously couldn't hang up and say, hey, well, I got to go, pal. It's my lunch break. You couldn't do that.
Exactly.
You had to stay on the phone and finish the call, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now, let's say it's, 12:40. You're now 10 minutes. You're considered 10 minutes out of adherence. You're only allowed 20 minutes per week to be out of adherence, and then you get, like, disciplinary action taken against you.
Right.
So now you're already – it's not your fault. You're doing your job. You're considered 10 minutes out of adherence. The only way you can redeem yourself – from that 10 minutes is to notify the supervisor and have him change your lunch break to 1 o'clock. But naturally, 1 o'clock comes if you're on the phone again. This can go on up until the last time you can take your lunch break, which is like, I don't know, 2, 2:30, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say every single time your lunch break comes up, you're on the phone and you can't. Now you're going to be a full half hour out of adherence. You missed your lunch break and it's not your fault. You're doing your job.
Right.
Now, that, you know, that didn't happen very often, but it the potential is there. So you're always under that stress. You're looking at the clock. Oh, what am I going to do? Oh, I got, you know, your stomach is in knots.
Yeah.
You wonder why people in the corporate world more readily die from you know, stress-related diseases than people who work outside, you know, in construction work.
Right.
That pressure you're under is just oppressive.
Yeah. They close, and to take it even further, I was there for 6 years. And then they closed the call center up. They said they were consolidating. They shut us down. I mean, they gave us a severance package and, you know, and all, you know, the whole nine yards. You're eligible for unemployment. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm drawing my unemployment. I've been out of work for the last going on 3 months now. I've been looking for work, but, I mean, I'm trying to get something that was comparable to what I was making before. And
yeah.
I may have to take a big, you know, cut as far as, you know, as far as what I expect to get it be paid, you know.
Well, you know, there's one consolation in all this. At least George is doing quite well. He's heavily invested in Halliburton and the Carlyle Group. And he's doing well, at least, you know. It's not all bad.
But it's
disgusting. This is what's going on. People are – this is why you've got record foreclosures on mortgages right now. People are losing their jobs, and then they're forced to. They have to take something that paid, in some cases, you know, only half or even a quarter of what they were getting.
Right. And the other day, I went to cash my check at my bank, right?
But we in Bombay are very happy that your president is helping our economy over here. We're doing quite well, thank you.
Anyway, go ahead.
I went to my bank the other day to cash my check, and the lady said that it'll be $5. And $5. I said, I got an account here. You know, she says, yeah, you got a savings account. You know, I don't deal with checks or anything like that. They can get very expensive if that gets out of hand. Well, anyway, she points to this sign right there that had never been there before, okay? Now, even if you have an account there with them, a savings or a checking account, you used to could walk in, you know, with just a savings or a checking account, and they look you up, you know, in their system, say, oh, yeah, you're a member here, and you cash your check and go on your merry way. Now, if you don't, they got a whole list of what you have to have in your on your account in order to cash the check for free. If you don't have so much money in your checking or savings account, they charge you $5. And it's a list of things that they had posted up there. And, you know, I was so disgusted, you know, that I just shook my head and walked out. You know, I mean, I got my money, and but I walked out the door and I said, these banks are ripping people off left and right now.
Yeah, they really are. Years ago, banks subsisted just fine. They didn't have all these little extra surcharges. Now they're just swimming in the dough.
Yeah. $5 to cash my check at a bank where I've done business with for, I mean, I don't even know how many years, 10
years?
You've
got to pay, in many cases, you've got to pay for a teller's service. You can only use the automated system. If you use the teller, you get charged. You know, a lot of senior citizens, they forget, you know, because they're used to doing that for years. Uh-huh. They go in and use a teller and, oops, they don't even know.
Yeah.
You know, they find out later when they get their statement. Uh-huh. And if they use it 3 or 4 times, it's like, hey, this starts adding up. You never had to pay for a money order. Remember the days you just went in, can I have a money order for $50? You handed them $50, and there's your money order. Now
yeah.
it's
oh no,
it's
you
three,
not, not
four,
today.
$5.
Not today. You got to pay for it.
And it's a piece of paper.
Yeah,
that's all. They're just printing you out a flipping piece of paper that doesn't cost them more than 0.3 cents, and they're charging you, you know, several dollars.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I've had to do it. And in fact, we don't even get if I have to get a money order, I don't get it at my bank. I go someplace else, like at a grocery store.
Yeah, the post
or someplace.
Office is like less than a dollar, relatively speaking. It's cheap. Yeah.
The last thing I wanted to touch on, and then I'm going to let you go because I guess you have other calls waiting. Was that I was talking to a coworker. This was a couple of years ago, and I told him, I said, you know, we're actually under a feudal system, you know, and I said, because I can prove it to you. I can prove to you that you, he says, well, my house is paid for, you know. And he says, I own my home. I said, no, you don't own your home. I said, you don't pay the property taxes and see what they'll do.
Yeah, you really don't. You don't own anything anymore. You don't own
your
car.
You see what I'm saying? To me, if you really own something, for example, this is the way I look at it personally, that if I'm buying a home, and that home's on a piece of property, okay? And I've completely paid that home off and that property off, then I should not have to pay taxes, any more taxes or anything. That should be mine, period. Nobody, no questions asked. Do you get my drift?
Oh, but, I get you, yeah.
But
yeah.
If you pay your home off and you don't pay the property taxes, they're going to come and confiscate your home.
Yeah.
And when I told him that, you know what happened? He got mad at me. He got mad at me.
You can't just say, okay, son, when I die, I'm going to leave you my home. Nope, you got to go through the system. You got to shell out money to make sure you will it, because the town will come in and take your home from you if you don't will it. But
exactly.
Then if you will it, Junior might not be able to afford the inheritance tax, so he's got to give it up anyway. And so the town will seize the house no matter what.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if Daddy winds up in a nursing home and doesn't have it prearranged just right, they're going to come and seize that home to pay for his cost in the nursing home. Or if he has it set up right, but, you know, wound up in a nursing home within a year of the time setting it up, they'll take it anyway. You know,
right.
In fact, I think it's several years have to go by, because then they'll say, oh, no, he was trying to pull a scam. A scam?
Yeah.
He wanted to give his house to his kid? It's a scam?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
I'm telling you, man. It's
yeah, we're under, like, the old feudal system. You know, you never own your you never truly own your home or your property. I'm sure you don't have to make that house payment every month. But
Rockefellers own their home. You won't get any problems there from town hall with the Rockefellers.
Hey, Charles. Hey, I enjoyed the conversation. I got to run.
All right. Thanks for the call, man.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Call anytime. All right. Oh, it just gets better and better, doesn't it? The more you look into it, just so wonderful, this great little fascist system we've got here. All right, at the expense of being called a pessimist even more, let me continue on with some other little nice ditties we got going here. How about the new bankruptcy bill of April 2005? Oh, you got to love that one. You know, when you look at who actually pushed this bill through, it's just so repulsive. MBNA was the leader of this whole thing. They actually drafted up that law. And, of course, MBNA is the biggest creditor in the country. They were also a major contributor to Bush's 2000 and 2004 campaigns. So I should tell you a little something about that. But anyway, so they hand this bill to Bush. They drafted the whole thing up. He signs it, no problemo, because he wants to thank them for their contributions to his phony campaign. And in the bill, it requires you now, it actually forces you to file, you know, under Chapter 13 instead of Chapter 7. It makes it almost impossible for you to file Chapter 7. There's so many legal loopholes you have to get through. It's virtually impossible. Not to mention, it costs even more money now to do that. So most people opt for Chapter 13. In fact, don't have a choice but to go Chapter 13. But in doing that, you're liable to pay back 25% of that debt within, I think it's like 4 years. So, you know, most people can't even afford to do that. So, you know, they're stuck. You can't get out of that debt. And all the while, as part of this bill, it enables credit card companies, if they so choose, and you can bet they do choose, to raise their premiums as much as 200%. They can actually charge you even more while making it virtually impossible for you to get out of your debt. It's unbelievable. Oh, yeah, this is done in the interest of we the people, right? Well, we're benefiting tremendously. Don't you see you've got a government, guys, that's out of flipping control? It only operates in the interests of big business and the government thugs themselves, and everybody else loses. The system is designed to protect the interests of the wealthy against the poor, the minority against the majority, the strong against the weak, which is the absolute inverse of how government is supposed to function. It's supposed to function in the interest of the majority, the hardworking working class, you know, we the people, to protect the weak from the strong, the poor from the rich. Again, it's Robin Hood in reverse. They're robbing from the poor to give to the rich. The whole system is set up to do that. How could you justify this bankruptcy bill on any grounds? They'll say, oh, there's so many people taking advantage. Oh, really? If you added up all the poor people in this country that are taking advantage, and then compare that with the big corporations who are getting big, fat corporate welfare check handouts from the government every year, you're going to see there's a phenomenal difference. Nobody is jerking the system more than the big corporations who, by the way, don't even, for the most part, contribute to the public treasury. They've got so many little loopholes they've created so that they don't pay taxes. And yet they're the ones sucking from the system far more than all the poor people combined in the entire country. I get so sick and tired when I hear people say, well, there's a legitimate reason for it. People are taking the system for a ride. No, the only thing taking you for a ride or the system for a ride are the multinational corporations that create laws like the bankruptcy bill, which prevent you from filing, jack up your interest rates or your premiums. And oh, by the way, when MBNA passed this bill, there was a little footnote attached just before it got passed, which exempted MBNA from a multi-billion-dollar liability with Lloyd's of London. Don't you like that? All the while, they're making it virtually impossible for you to file bankruptcy. They exempted themselves from a huge liability. Oh, baby, let me tell you, man, this thing is just, it's so disgusting. And, you know, when's the last time you drafted up a piece of legislation and handed it to the president to sign on your behalf and others like you, you know, in the working class? When's the last time you were able to do that? How many lobbyist people do you have working in Washington to hand out big fat wads of cash to your sellout politicians to make sure that your interests are served instead of the big corporations? Man, oh man. Oh, but in spite of all that, we live in a free country. You know, if you think I'm complaining, folks, you really don't understand the system, and you're being suckered by it. We're being taken for a ride. And understand, you know, yeah, there are people, obviously, that get in credit card debt who deserve, you know, these laws being passed to prevent them from filing. Because they go into debt just so they can go out and have a rip-roaring good time and you know, live high off the hog for a couple weeks or months or whatever, and go out and just go on shopping sprees and buy garbage they don't need. Yeah, that happens, no doubt. But folks, the majority of people who go into debt don't have a choice. They don't want credit cards, but they don't have a choice. They have to, because they don't have enough money in savings to buy a new washing machine should it break down. And so they got to go get a credit card because they need the washing machine right away. There's no other way to get it. And in the meantime, before they can pay off the washing machine, the refrigerator dies. Or, they need an engine tune-up or whatever. You know, the air pump blows and whatever. So they get stuck going into debt. And then when they get into a debt they can't get out of because they didn't have a choice, because their job's not paying adequate living wages so they can barely, scrape by, they're stuck in debt. And then when they get in over their head, they can't get out. But we're in a free country. All right, guys, I'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, guys. Yep. Charlie Giuliani continuing our discussion here on lost rights. Here's another one for you. You know, it's amazing. We don't even stop to think sometimes what we do. We just assume that because everybody's been doing it for such a long time that we're required to do it. You just don't question it. But, you know, if you really stop and think about it, well, almost everything we do every day on a daily basis is just complete mind control. you know, we just don't stop to think, why am I doing this? Why am I writing this check out right now? Why am I paying this fee, that fee? You know, if you want to burn a pile of leaves, you got to pay your local fire department, or your town hall, it goes to the fire department later, I guess, a permit fee to burn a flipping pile of leaves in your own backyard. And what purpose lies behind that, pray tell? Keep in mind, you've already paid your, you know, in most cases around the country, your excruciatingly, extremely high property taxes to begin with. But then you've got to pay more in addition to that. Why wouldn't any fire permit, or, you know, to burn a fire in your backyard, why wouldn't that fee already be included in your tax bill? I mean, why would you have to pay more, I should say, in addition to what you've already paid? They charge you extra. You know, you want to get something notarized, they charge you for that. Why are all these extra hidden fees there when you've already paid umpteen thousands of dollars for? But in any case, what function does it serve for you to pay for a permit to burn a pile of leaves in your backyard? Think about it. What are you getting out of it? Are they providing you with a service? Or are they just saying, okay, thank you for paying that fee. Now we will let you burn that pile of leaves in your backyard. But what are you getting out of it except an emptier wallet? Are they training you with a course on how to properly light a match? How to flick your Bic? Yeah, how to properly pour gasoline? You know, actually, there are some people, I think, that do need a course on that. But in any case, nevertheless, they're not doing this. They're not training you on how to properly burn leaves so as not to endanger yourself or your neighbors. You're just simply paying a fee, and then they're telling you, okay, you can go burn your fire now. I mean, this is unbelievable. And like good little sheep, they just hand that money out, get that little piece of paper, and then they go burn the leaves. Nobody stops to ask, why in the heck am I paying somebody to tell me I can burn a pile of leaves in my own backyard? I mean, it's unbelievable. And then, you know, you got to, in a lot of towns, especially like in Arizona where it's really dry, you got to make sure that you're not breaking the local ordinance and violating water bans if you mow your lawn. I mean, if you water your lawn. But then you also got to make sure that you keep your lawn green because you can get a ticket for that. They'll give you a ticket if your lawn dies because it's unsightly. But then you can't water it because there's a water ban. I love that one, these contradictory laws. It's like, you know, darned if you do, darned if you don't. Oh, but hey, you know, you don't have to look for it to make sense. You just have to pay the fee, that's all. Don't ask questions, just shut up. It's like the IRS tax code, you know, the flipping thing contradicts itself every time you turn a page. It's totally ridiculous, doesn't make sense, even to the IRS agents themselves, but it doesn't need to. Just pay your fee, that's all. Oh, yeah, we're in a free country. All right, guys, another break, be right back.
With recent internet